Well, just like many other miners, Impala Platinum has benefited from higher metals prices during the interim period. The group reported net cash of 20.3 billion rand and headline earnings of over 14 billion, which is four times higher than the previous period. This has allowed Implats to dish out a dividend of 10 rand a share and go after growth opportunities too. Joining me now to share some of his insights on where the group is at is CEO Nico Miller. Now, thanks so much, Nico, for your time this evening. So another platinum miner, another set of record earnings, another record dividend declaration as well. Don't get me wrong, no one's complaining here, and I'm by no means looking to understate any of your success. But beyond the higher rand PGM basket price, Nico, take us through your underlying performance and what you've seen over the course of the period, because admittedly one of the standout features is that a production volume saw some benefit over this period too.
Yeah, so firstly, thank you for all the kind words. We have seen the other side of the industry, and I'm very thankful for our own company, our shareholders, and for the rest of the industry as well. So when you look at the underlying performance of our group, it's not only the 71% increase in basket price, we have been able to sustain production at all of the assets across the group. And in addition to that, we were able to include Impala Canada for the first full half year, whilst we only had them 18%. So our, notwithstanding COVID-19, our 6E ounces in concentrate increased by 9%. And then in the previous half year, we had constraints in our refining process, which we did not have now. And so our 6E refined ounces increased by 29% to 1.694 million ounces. So I think if you look at the underlying performance, very strong across the group.
Yeah. Does some of that volume, especially on the sales side, Nico, start to subside now with the anticipated release of in-process concentrate inventory that was accumulated over 2020 now being unleashed?
Yeah, so for the period on period, there was no change in inventory. So I think the 1.6 million ounces is a reflection of fundamental performance. We are sitting with 100,000 ounces of excess inventory on ahead of our base metal refinery, which we do plan to process during the forthcoming 6 months. But that obviously will not be repeated after that. So the current performance is a reflection of where our steady state production is.
And what kind of demand scenario do you anticipate feeding into here? And what do you see sustaining, and growing that demand side of the equation as we venture forward?
I think our outlook is consistent with the rest of the industry. We see strong deficits in palladium and rhodium over the next number of years. And whilst we see an industrial surplus for platinum, we have been very encouraged by, first of all, the significant increase in investment demand, which has offset the industrial surplus. In addition to that, there has been a robust increase in sentiment, which is driven by the traction that PGM-friendly hydrogen economy is developing. So we believe the PGM industry is in a strong price position for the next 5 to 7 years.
So what's your plan? How are you gearing up for that demand operationally?
So we do believe that we have to invest into our future, and we do also believe that the best opportunities on our radar screen currently are brownfields opportunities within our current portfolio. That's why we today stated the fact that we are near approval on two such exciting opportunities, one at Two Rivers and one at Zimplats. Between the two of them, they will add 360,000 ounces of production. In addition to that, we believe that the company has got a very strong competitive advantage in terms of its smelting and refining capacity. And if I look at potential new entrants, new projects that may come on stream, we believe that it is worthwhile for us to evaluate how to further leverage the competitive advantage by expanding certain parts of the beneficiation streams.
Well, on that note, let's leave it there. Nico, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Impala Platinum, Nico Miller.